Hi! Welcome back to Current TV News with Carly
and Jasmine.
Today we're going to be discussing Grandfathered, which aired on September 29th on Fox. So, let's start with the creators.
Daniel Chun and also directed by Chris Koch.
So, the basic premise for the series is it details the life of a bachelor, Jimmy Martino, played by John Stamos, and he yes, back from Full House. He owns a restaurant that's very prominent in the city, and out of the blue, he discovers that not only does he have a son, but he also has a granddaughter. So comes as a big shocker to him. His son, played by Josh Peck, he basically just shows up at the restaurant. It was like really so casual.
Yeah. I think it was more surprising to him because he's been acting like a young 20-year-old when he's actually pretty old, and this is the time to have a granddaughter. I really liked the show though.
Yeah, it was really funny. It was kind of ironic though, because in the very beginning, a couple comes in with a child, and then the hostess is like, oh, sorry, we don't allow children in this restaurant. So that just really goes to show, like, how, like, not about that lifestyle that Jimmy was.
Yeah, but he comes around after figuring out that, after the shock wore off, he decided that he needed to be a part of their lives, and especially to prove to his ex-lover. Yeah.
His ex-lover of, like, 20-something years ago is Sarah. The character's name is Sarah, and it's played by Paget Brewster. So Jimmy actually sort of like goes to confront Sarah
as
like, why? Like, hey, I have this like 26-year-old son that I never knew about. Why?
What I mean, it's here? Understandable, but she did have reason not to tell him. After learning more about his character, you can see that he doesn't really get along well with children. Or the idea of children.
It's a little rough for him at first, but it's funny because Sarah basically tells Jimmy, she was like, Gerald could have contacted you at any point if he wanted to. And actually, the reason why Gerald contacts him mainly is because he's very interested in the mother of his child, Vanessa, who only sees him as a friend. So he's trying to get that woman advice from
his father, who's
the bachelor and an expert in the department. So if we cut to their first hangout as father and son, you can see that Jimmy's pretty physically uncomfortable.
He's not very used to having a child around him. I mean, he picks the wrong kid and changes their diaper that isn't actually his granddaughter.
Yeah. He and Gerald end up going to the park. And it's funny because Gerald actually happens to be unemployed, yet he compares himself to Mark Zuckerberg because Jimmy's trying to, like, coach him, and he's like, so you expect to get a girl if you only have, like, one set of clothing, and it's, like, this, like, green hoodie and, like, gray shirt or something. And he's like, well, I don't want to, like, wake up and then have decision-making fatigue, but I'm unemployed.
Yeah.
And he's like, Mark Zuckerberg only wears, like, gray t-shirts or something like that. So let's talk about how Jimmy tells Gerald he's only been in love for real one time.
Yeah, and he says they had very cute pet names for each other, Sushi and Pony Boy.
Yeah.
And towards the end of the episode, Gerald finds a picture of that's written on the back, Sushi and Pony Boy.
And his mom's house.
Of his parents.
Yes. So it turns out that Jimmy, the only time he was ever in love was with Gerald's mom. So that's actually really cute.
So it's weird because if they were in love, then you could see maybe a good family.
Yeah, maybe they'll end up dating again. Who knows? But okay, so it turns out that Gerald and Vanessa are going to be hanging out one night, and someone needs to watch Edie, which is the name of the granddaughter. So Gerald asks everyone he could possibly know. No one can do it. So he goes to Jimmy, and Jimmy's like, oh, yeah, sure. Like, if you trust me, like, yeah. So Jimmy ends up actually having to go into work. So he brings Edie along, and he's keeping her in the back of the kitchen. And
with like pillows surrounding her as like a little cage to keep her in, and it turns out she gets sick.
Yeah.
So
he actually, it was slightly gross, but also really funny the way that he, considering it was a restaurant, he checked her temperature with a meat thermometer. But you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. But so at the restaurant, there's like all these celebrities there, and he's like trying to schmooze them because that's what he does. He's really charming.
Well, especially because his restaurant is coming under, I mean, there's another big restaurant.
Yeah, there's a competitor. Younger,
and he just wants to prove himself, so that's why he stays mainly. But then it also shows his kind of coming of age, kind of like becoming a father.
Yeah, because in the beginning, he couldn't even, like, say the word father. Like, he said father, but he definitely couldn't. Like, he was like, like, he couldn't even say grandfather because he's, I guess he doesn't want to admit that he's getting older.
Yeah.
Still living that bachelor lifestyle. But so it's funny. He, like, he's out there in the restaurant on the floor, but then he has to keep going back to check on Edie, and she's, like, crying, and he doesn't know what to do, so he, like, tries to put on, like, baby music, and it ends up playing out in the restaurant, and he's like, And so when she does get sick, he
picks her up and runs with her over to the hospital, which is similar to the movie that Gerald and his mom always watch every Saturday night.
I want to say the movie is Kramer vs. Kramer. I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure that's it. But, yeah, it's the scene with Dustin Hoffman bringing the kid who fell off of the playground, running through the streets and bringing him to the hospital. But, yeah, so it goes to show that now Gerald is Jimmy is actually caring about people other than himself, which is kind of unusual for him because he's kind of like, I don't want to go as far as to say selfish, but like we said earlier, he's a bachelor, he dates lots of women, he's pretty well-to-do.
He basically has no focus except for his restaurant, so to have more things in his life is kind of surprising for him.
Yeah. But I think, especially towards the end of the episode, he really starts to embrace it more, and it's a nice change. And he ends up bonding with Sarah at the hospital because he's like, I can't believe, like, I could be, like, so irresponsible, because he thought it was his fault that, like, Edie had a temperature, which it wouldn't necessarily have been. She, like, burned him with, like, a car seat, like, buckle or something when he was 4 months old, and, like, I thought it was, like, the end of the world, but obviously, like, he got better, so it was fine. So she was sort of, like, comparing the two instances and how, like, you can't, as a parent, you can't get everything right all the time. You make mistakes, but, like,
as long as you love them. I think that was the lesson here.
Yeah.
So how would you rate the show?
I don't know how I would rate it. I think it has a really good cast. We have John Stamos, Josh Peck, they're both hilarious, and it's nice to see them back.
Yeah, it definitely has a classic sitcom kind of taste and feel to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that'll help it. I really liked it, though. I thought it was funny.
It had, like, a lot of, like, not throwaway jokes, but, like, certain things were, like, said really casually, but they were also, like, really funny. Like, when...
It had a subtlety to them.
Yeah, like, when Jimmy went to talk to Gerald's mom, and she was, like, saying, like, if you hurt him, and she's like, I will choke you to death with your overly moisturized hands. Like, I just, like, I died. Like, it was so funny. But, like, something, like, as simple as that. It was really funny. And also, when Jimmy and Gerald were hanging out, he was talking about, like, why he sort of, like, wanted to, like, find him. He was like, yeah, I was reading this BuzzFeed article, which also, like, just goes to show, like, the culture nowadays. Yeah. Like, he was just reading a Buzz article and realized that he wanted to find his dad. He was like, I got to number 12, and then by then I was crying so hard I was dehydrated. Just, like, really simple, like, jokes like that. It's just really clever writing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it'll be a success. It's really funny and great cast, and I'm excited to see more episodes and see if the series gets picked up again.
All right, so we'll see you next time.